to stay for a while. There was a helicopter flying over your house when I talked to your neighbor Kyle. Who the hell do they think they are, invading our home like that? Grandma and I had to leave so fast, we couldn't even catch the cat. The helicopter scared the shit out of me, and it took off down a trail, down past the railroad track, towards the county jail. Choppy squeal. Generators were running. Vans parked in the field. TV crews and cameras. They wanted to interview Grandpa on the porch. They came through the gate and up on the lawn, knocking down Edith's tiki torch. Grandpa saw them there, looking through the Venetian blind. Those people don't have any respect, so they won't get any of mine. I ain't gonna talk about Jed. I don't watch Channel 2 or 6 or 9. I don't have time to talk that fast. it ain't my crime. It ain't an honor to be on TV. And it ain't a duty either. The only good thing about TV, the shows like Leave It to Beaver. Shows with love and affection, like Mommy used to say, a little Mayberry living can go a long way. He took Earl's gun down from the closet and loaded up both barrels, went out on the porch and fired them off, and up walked a woman named Carol. Susan Carol from Early Magazine, I got some questions to ask. Well, you can stick them where the sun don't shine, Grandpa said with a gasp. Then he fell face first and let out a sigh. Edith came out in shock. Grandpa was whispering to her from down on the floor. Looked like he was trying to talk. That guy who just keeps singing, can't somebody shut him up? I don't know for the life of me where he comes up with this stuff. Hero, fighting for freedom of silence.